is Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Men urged to open up to avoid suicide cases. Two arrested for mismanagement of $10 million project funds. And Tanzania pushes out Burundian refugees, UN concerned. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Mental health specialist Duncan Koma has expressed concern over the rising cases of men taking their own lives. Mr. Koma has attributed this trend to how society portrays men, emphasizing the need for the public to refrain from holding men to an unrealistic standard. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Koma advised the public to refrain from suppressing men's feelings and instead support them as they face a lot of challenges. Mr. Koma said that men need to be supported too, emotionally, financially, mentally, to create a safe space for them. Men deserve love, care and kindness, as they are burdened with a lot of things, said Mr. Koma. Commenting on the suicide cases among police officers, Mr. Koma appealed to the police department to at least restrict police officers who carry guns to their homes as a way to alleviate this crisis. He has encouraged men to open up to people they deem trustworthy to avoid such incidents. Mr. Koma has therefore advocated for more mental health awareness programs and facilities to curb this vice.
When we advocate, we should just advocate to the men, but the women also, families are the first line of defense. So the families should begin to show support to the men in their homes as well. You know, they should begin to love them, should begin to tell them, no, we care about you. If you are hurt, please open up, speak up. It's going to help like that. So there is need for more awareness, to raise more mental health awareness programs, to tell the men that they can speak up, they can open up whenever they need somebody to talk to.
Communication expert Judith Tembo has called for stronger advocacy for policies that uplift women and girls and promote inclusive development in society. Ms. Tembo says there's an urgent need for deliberate efforts to promote policies that support women's rights and ensure justice for women across communities. Speaking during Radio Christian's Voice Community Forum program today, Ms. Tembo explained that inclusive policies can help women better understand their rights and empower them to effectively make use of those rights in their daily lives. Society must actively speak out against injustices that affect women, noting that addressing such challenges is important for the overall well-being and dignity of women, said Ms. Tembo. Ms. Tembo, who is also a committee member of the Zambia Institute of Public Relations, called on communities to support vulnerable women and girls, emphasizing the importance of treating them with respect. She warned against attitudes that demean or objectify women, saying instead that women should be valued and protected as equal members of society.
Policies that will be inclusive, that will facilitate for women's rights, will facilitate for justice for women. I'm not saying we are fighting. So for me, my core is that as a woman, read up, understand what are your rights as a human being. Make use of those rights. What are the opportunities? If you see injustice, let's speak up against it. Let's fight for the greater good of the well-being of women. Mm. And when we do this, I'll call upon our brothers, our...
The Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, has arrested two people for misappropriation of part of $10 million project funds. The duo, identified as Succeed Mulanga 49, Director of Policy, Planning and Information, and Chanda Mlinga 33, Stores Officer, both from the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, were arrested in connection with the ongoing investigation into the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project, SLIMP. SEC Acting Head Corporate Communications, Chilofya Chisanga, said that Mr. Mulanga has been charged with two counts of possession of property, reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, and two counts of concealment of property, contrary to the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act No. 19 of 2010. Ms. Chisanga said that the suspected proceeds of crime are estimated at 11.1 million kwacha, and they include a motor vehicle investment in government bonds and a house. She added that Ms. Mlinga has been charged with one count of possession of property, reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime and 2 counts of concealment of property, contrary to the forfeiture of proceeds of crime Act No. 19 of 2010, with properties including a modern house located in Kasama District. Ms. Chisanga disclosed that the arrest of Mr. Mulanga and Ms. Mulenga brings the total number of individuals arrested in connection with the Slim Syndicate to 9. She however noted that Mr. Mulanga and Ms. Mulenga have since been released on bond and will appear in court soon. Ms. Chisanga further said that the commission has moved to restrict and seize multiple assets linked to this case. Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director Nsama Kearns has expressed concern over government's decision to allow Sinometals Zambia Limited to resume mine operations without fully implementing restoration measures. The mining firm suspended its operations on February 18, 2025, after an acid spill polluted nearby crop fields and aquatic ecosystems, causing widespread environmental damage in surrounding communities. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Kearns says despite Sinometals having met all the requirement order from Zambia Environmental Management Agency ZEMA, there is need to ensure that the environment that was affected by the accident is cleaned up. Assuming that ZEMA concentrated much on the mining area where operations are currently taking place, there is need to look at what is happening outside the mining area, said Ms. Kearns. She further expressed concern that government allowed Sinometals to resume operations without the relocation of some people in affected communities, such as Kalusale, and the restocking of fish following an acid spill. She has urged government to ensure that the resumption of Sinometals is associated with all undressed pollution remediation plans.
As civil society organizations, we do appreciate the economic significance of mining institutions, and we would like to see mining companies continuing with operations, but there has to be compliance to environmental laws, because it is not profitable to have mining companies that are making profit or that are contributing to the income of the country, and then that income goes back to helping communities that are affected. We need to draw lessons from what has happened in Kabwe. Kabwe right now is considered as one of the most polluted towns in the world. This should worry all of us.
In African news, refugees from Burundi are being forcibly evicted from camps as Tanzania destroys their homes and churches, pushing them to return, often after years in exile. Burundi's Interior Minister, Leonidas Ndayirukiye, said this week that more than 100,000 of its citizens would be repatriated by June under a deal with Tanzania, according to local media. There were an estimated 142,000 Burundians in 2 camps as of late 2025, according to the UN Refugee Agency, having fled years of civil war, political repression, and entrenched poverty in their small country in the Great Lakes region of Africa. Refugees have told AFP they are being forced out by violence, with Tanzanian security forces overseeing the destruction of their homes in the camps at Nduta and Nyarugusu. Coming up shortly, more Israeli strikes pound Lebanon overnight. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.